Night at the Museum. Copyright 2007, Barron's Educational Series, Inc. Published by Scholastic Limited, 2008. Based on the novelization by Leslie Goldman. Based on the screen story and screenplay by Robert Ben Garrant and Thomas Lennon. Adapted by Linda Edwards. Night at the Museum. Chapter 1. Get a job, Larry. Larry Daly had a lot of problems. He had no job. He had no money. He couldn't pay for his flat. Then he parked his car in the wrong place. Now he didn't have a car. Larry ran to his son's school.
Sorry, Larry, said the teacher. You're late. Erica came for him. Today was Mum and Dad's day.
Nicky didn't tell me, thought Larry. He didn't want me to go. He thinks I'm a bad dad.
Larry walked to Erica's house. Erica was Nicky's mum. Now she lived with Don. Don was rich and had a good job. Their house was big and clean. It was very different from Larry's flat. Erica wasn't happy to see Larry.
I had a problem with the car, said Larry.
Yes, Larry, said Erica. She wasn't surprised. How's life? She asked.
Things aren't going very well, he said. I'm going to move to a new flat.
Again? You move all the time, Larry. It's not good for Nicky, said Erica. I'm sorry, Larry. Nicky can't visit you again. Get a job and then you can see him.
Larry was sad. He loved his son. He took Nicky to a game and they talked.
I want to have a job like Don's, said Nicky. He's got a very big office. You must get a job too, Dad.
But Don's job is boring, said Larry.
I've got a great new idea.
Mum says a job is better than ideas, said Nicky.
But this is a very good idea, smiled Larry.
Nicky looked at Larry. He didn't say anything. He didn't believe his dad.
Nicky's right, thought Larry. My ideas are terrible. I must get a job.
Debbie found jobs for people. Larry sat at her desk. She looked at him.
Why did you leave your last job, Larry? She asked.
I made some mistakes.
Larry didn't look at her.
Expensive mistakes.
Then he smiled.
But I have good ideas.
Yes, said Debbie. I can see. I'm sorry, Larry, but I haven't got a job for you.
Larry smiled again.
Please, Debbie. Can I call you Debbie? When I came in here, I thought, this person is a friend. Please, I need a job. You can help me.
Debbie didn't smile, but she looked through her papers.
Okay. Well, there is one job. They didn't like the other people. You can try. Here's the address.
She gave him a paper. Larry looked at it. The address was the Museum of Natural History.